Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The healthcare reform bill has been a subject of controversy before the president even signed it into law. And it's nothing new for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops to complain about this law. You remember, they opposed its passage in the first place. They said it would provide taxpayer funding for elective abortions. And it's also not new for other Catholics to disagree with the bishops. Back in 2010, almost 60,000 nuns signed a letter saying the bishops were making false claims about the health care reform bill. So what's new now is the argument, not over abortion, but over contraception, and the possibility that the White House might be ready to deal. Joining us now, Lisa Miller, religion columnist at The Washington Post and contributing editor at New York Magazine. Lisa, thanks for joining us again.
Very happy to be here this morning.
Let's first talk about the problem that the Catholic bishops have with this law, which they say is impinging on their religious freedom. Why?
Well, they want a conscience clause, right? They want to allow employers, big religiously run employers like Catholic charities, hospitals, universities, to be exempt from this rule that requires them to offer health insurance to their employees that includes contraception. It's a little confusing, but it's a lot of people. And the point here is, or the question here really, is are these kinds of institutions, universities, hospitals, charities, really religious institutions, or do they serve some kind of greater purpose that's not exclusively religious?
Well, we should be clear that when the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops complains about this law, they're not speaking for all Catholics, certainly not in the United States. There's a lot of divided opinion upon Catholics.
Absolutely. I mean, even on abortion, Catholics are exactly as divided as Americans, sort of 50-50 in terms of whether abortion is should be legal or not. And on contraception, they're much more generous. 98% of American Catholic women have used contraception at some point in their lives. I spoke to a woman yesterday who said, you know, when the Pope in the 60s decided not to uphold the birth control pills, a lot of American women just decided not to pay any attention to what the bishops were saying anymore, and they don't on contraception.
What's surprising here, though, are these polls that came out yesterday that actually suggest Catholic Americans are more supportive of contraception coverage in insurance than non-Catholic Americans. Can you explain that?
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, especially for working people, the idea that you could use birth control to plan your family is a very important idea. It's a revolutionary idea. It's good for families. It's good for kids. In this economy where women are working and carrying a big load, it's really good for women. And to push one more thing down onto the woman, you know, well, we're not going to provide you your contraception, but you can go figure it out yourself, is just exasperating.
So why at this point? We got this comment, and let me play for you the comment from David Axelrod here. He's speaking on MSNBC's Morning Joe.
We certainly don't want to abridge anyone's religious freedom, so we're going to look for a way to move forward that both guarantees women that basic preventive care that they need and respects the prerogatives of religious institutions.
That's David Axelrod there, communications director for President Obama's reelection campaign. So Lisa Miller, without asking you to get into David Axelrod's mind, why would the White House be willing to compromise perhaps on this issue, which is not unifying Catholics? They're not unified in opposition of it. And the president seems pretty safe standing firm on it.
Yeah, I don't know what Axelrod is thinking or saying there, and I don't know what the common ground would look like. I can't imagine what it is. You know, Obama administration knows that it has the law on its side. When Catholic Charities sued the states of New York and California in the early 2000s for this very same thing, because rules were requiring them to include contraception in their health insurance plans, they lost. And the state said, look, this is gender discrimination. You need to provide this for your employees. And so I think there's not a lot of common ground here, and I can't really imagine, you know, how the White House will deal.
So let me ask you, we're speaking with Lisa Miller. She's a religion columnist at the Washington Post and contributing editor at New York Magazine. And we're talking about the objection from the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops to the provision for contraception in the health care reform bill. So let me ask you, Lisa, how does this then play into the general election coming up and the race for the presidency? Will the Catholics actually be motivated by this argument, or is this kind of a sideshow?
Well, I think this is really what this amounts to, is election year politicking. I think it does two things. It conflates abortion with contraception in the minds of the voters. So a lot of people who don't like abortion are uneasy about the health reform bill, even though providing contraception for families is probably a good thing. So that's a kind of a point of purposeful confusion. And then I think the other thing is that it paints this dispute, and this is the bigger election year thing, paints the president as a secularist who is against religious liberty. And that plays into the hands of all of the Republican candidates. And all of them have come out in the past week and said something like this, you know, the president is against religious liberty. And it just, you know, increases the ill will and the divide between the parties. But I think if this had happened in a non-election year, we wouldn't be seeing this kind of furor.
Are the bishops playing politics here, trying to bring up this objection in election year in order to get some kind of leverage?
I can't get into their heads as much as I can't get into Axelrod's head, but I don't doubt it. I mean, they're very savvy activists, and they have proven to be very savvy activists, especially in the last couple few years.
Lisa Miller is religion columnist at The Washington Post and contributing editor at New York Magazine. Lisa, thanks as always.
Very happy to be here.
We're talking about the objection that the Catholic bishops, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, has to the health care reform bill in terms of providing contraception under their health insurance for employees. And we want you to weigh in on this issue. Do you conflate contraception with abortion? And does this issue influence your vote? 877-8-MY-TICK or post your comment at thetakeaway.org.